Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, welcome back, my baby boomer friends. Yes, that's right. This is Another Day Above Ground, your favorite podcast. Probably the only one you listen to, because it's the podcast for baby boomers, those of us who are old enough to remember radio, but we want to catch up with what's going on with people our age. So that's why we're here. Me and my two partners are going to present a President's Day show to you, because this is President's Day when we're recording this. So please help me welcome my partners. First, from Indiana, Mr. Tim Slagle, the Aristotle of comedy.
Hey, it's President's Day, but for only half the country. The rest of the country's calling it not my President's Day.
And joining us in Denver, Colorado, please welcome Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, and I almost wasn't going to do the show today because until there's a female president, what am I even doing here?
Oh, man, you got to start every show off on
not enjoying
a
war
like
every month.
Honey, if she's over 45, then it won't be a problem anyway.
Yeah, just for the White House air conditioning guy.
Yes, climate control is crucial.
Turn it on.
Yes, this whole climate change thing is a problem internally and externally for some of us.
Well, we've had 45 presidents in this country's existence, and we've had some good ones, we've had some other ones, and I just wanted to start today's show off with not a presidential thing, but a political policy that has come up from a state representative in Alabama, a woman who wants to even the playing field because Alabama has come up with a almost no abortion law. So she wants every man, when he reaches 50 years old, to become or to get a vasectomy. What's the deal?
In Alabama, it might be a good idea.
It's either turns 50 or has already fathered three children. So if you're a man in Alabama in this law and you're 24 and you have three kids, you're done. You're out. You get a vasectomy. That's actually how the law is written. Now, in my mind, for the past 20 years, any man with a vasectomy went up in the polls for me, literally. Like, way up.
But I mean, imagine if Mick Jagger moved to Alabama. You can't tell him to get a vasectomy. He's had like a couple dozen kids. He's a breeding machine, But I guess that would be a good alternative is to have all men neutered. So
yeah, if Mick Jagger moved to Alabama,
right,
which I hear he's going to do. So
you never know. You never know. I looked up some fun facts for President's Day here that I didn't really know before. James Madison was our shortest president at 5'4". And if Mike Bloomberg gets elected, he's going to be challenging that. So we'll see.
Hey,
how
Mike Bloomberg is 5'8". Don't you dare. Don't you dare listen to the tweet storm.
In heels.
And Tom Cruise is straight.
And Richard Gere doesn't like gerbils. Yeah, all the same. Ronald Reagan, I didn't realize, was our oldest president. 69 years, 11 months when he was elected. So Bernie Sanders could really tip that scale. Nobody could ever beat him on that. What did I find out? Oh, Barack Obama, remember him? He won a Grammy Award in 2006. For his voice on the audiobook of Dreams from My Father. And I also found out that he worked as a teenager at Baskin-Robbins and to this day no longer likes ice cream. And I can understand that because I had a cousin who was a pole dancer, and when she quit, she no longer accepts dollar bills for anything.
Not to mention she doesn't like to climb poles anymore either.
Exactly, with a walker.
That's easy to quit.
I think Michelle Obama, and we'll have to check this, also won a Grammy for her voice on Becoming, on her book. Audiobook.
Good. We can bring that up on First Lady's Day.
I actually think she won an award for best supporting actor too.
Anyhow, we thought we would really reach out, go over the top for this show, something we have never done before in this show's history, and have as a guest somebody you've already heard of. Oh, I know, we have a lot of special guests, and you're saying, who? But no, this time, somebody you've never heard of. On President's Day, who could it possibly be? We have, through a special contact that Tim has, we have with us the 44th President of the United States, President Barack Obama. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you, and I also heard the first part of the show, and yet I'm still here.
that's why you were such a popular president.
I am so happy you're here. God, I've missed you.
Well, it is good to be here. It's good to be anywhere when you're not the president. Apparently, getting booked on Fallon isn't a thing anymore. So here I am on the Boomer Podcast.
kind of a long, hard slide, isn't it, from Jimmy Fallon to another day above ground.
Well, we'll have to slow jam some boomer facts or something. I'm not sure what's going to happen, but you're right. It's quite an avalanche of popularity.
Now, and you know you've hit rock bottom when you hear the term, I'd like to take Barack Obama in the center to block, please.
Now you're dating us all.
You got to be a boomer with Hollywood Squares. Yeah, that's got to remember that.
I thought you were making a basketball reference that he never heard.
Anyhow,
that would be Arnie Duncan the block. He was quite a blocker.
Anyhow, you've been gone for what, 3 years now, and what's it like?
Feels like 20 years for some of us. Oh my God!
Enjoy being a normal citizen again.
Well, I'm still not a normal citizen. I'm still having parties and still having Jay-Z over and Beyonce, and you know it's still good to be a player, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh, you're going after just, Bill Clinton's record.
Well, there's no catching up to that. That's Will Chamberlain kind of numbers. I'm not going to play that game.
Yeah, no, that would kill a man your age. Yeah, or our age. But what are you up to? What are you doing? I saw that you were in Chicago for the All-Star Weekend, and I know you've got a new production company. But besides, you know, just throwing parties, what do you do when you really want to cut loose?
Well, yeah, you actually talked about the Grammy that I won for Best Spoken Word. We just won an Oscar. That's what they call that thing. We won an Oscar for our first documentary with Netflix called American Factory, and that was quite an honor. And we mostly just surf, and I surf. Michelle doesn't surf much. She body surfs.
So, are you planning to do a play and take it to Broadway? Then you could get the Tony. That's the trifecta: the Emmy, the Academy Award, and the Tony.
No, I don't think the Tony's in my future. Maybe Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, has a Tony in his future, but I certainly don't.
He's got a Tony, a Henry, a couple of Joes. What do you think of our current president, Donald Trump? You think he's got a shot at winning?
Well, I've been, as you know, around all 57 states. And, you know, I don't know where they're getting this. Somebody likes him. I'm not sure who it is. People do. I don't know what Hillary called him, deplorables. I'm not a huge fan, but I don't know. Have you seen your 401k lately?
Yeah.
I know he's not much into global warming, but he seems to be making it rain for all of us. So, you know, it could be worse.
That's a, and if you said you don't know who supports him, if you ever have a chance, go to one of these things called Walmart and just walk around inside there. It's full of Trump supporters.
Well, I don't go in there much. We got Target. And if you remember my drone strikes, I know how to find a Target.
Now, we're in the midst of this new campaign, and I'm starting to see commercials on TV where you appear to be endorsing Mike Bloomberg. And I'm wondering, well, wait a minute, wasn't Joe Biden your BFF for several years? Why are you doing this?
Well, you know, let's go ahead and cover it. I love Joe, always loved Joe. He did a nice job. But I don't know if he knows what city he's in, where his tour bus is. In words like malarkey, he wants to fight every old man on the campaign trail.
Not to mention, he can't talk this the same time Nancy Pelosi does because they share a pair of dentures.
That may be true. I've never seen anybody suck their dentures so hard. Did she not get last night's dinner out yet or what? But let me be square with you for a minute about Mike Bloomberg. He was the mayor of, as you know, the largest city, probably, what, in America? Half the world? I don't know. But my legacy is very important to me. And this president has done everything he can to undo my legacy, especially with health care. And you know, as well as I do, that the Affordable Care Act was kind of a conduit to the single-payer system. And Mike Bloomberg has promised if I help him get elected, he'll be the single payer. He'll just pick up the tab from you.
Will that cover dental too?
Dental, maybe some gap coverage, maybe some Aflac. He's got a lot of money.
So that's why you're backing him. The lean horse is, you're just following the money.
Now here's where I am. I got a $43 million place up in the Hamptons. Have you seen it? Got to keep the money rolling.
I actually think it's going to be interesting to see Bloomberg on the debate stage with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, because they're both going to tell him that he shouldn't exist.
Yeah, is he ever going to get on a debate stage? Are they going to let him on there because he's not taking other people's money, allegedly?
Allegedly, and he doesn't have to. I heard Liz Warren say over the weekend that he shouldn't be allowed to use his own money. Well, she should have to use her own money. We should all have to use our own money, and then we'll see if you really want this.
Really?
Yeah, but yeah, you can't buy campaign ads with wampum, though.
Yeah, I'm going to do a Kickstarter campaign to run for office. That's what's going to happen.
Well, Elizabeth Warren would do a Kickstarter, but she's got her reservations.
Oh. There we go. And her great-grandfather, I guess, was the first one to bring electricity to the group. He was the first one to into the bathroom, I believe it was. He wired ahead for a reservation. Hey.
Oh, okay. Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, we can edit that in post, can't we?
Well, now you see what I do with all this spare time. I'm writing zingers.
What do you want your legacy to be, sir? What do you want the kids today when they look back and they didn't, they weren't alive or they were just babies when you were president? What do you want them to remember about you?
Well, I want people to look back as they look at the 44th presidency all 8 years and see that I was cool. They'll look at this guy and they'll say, well, no, he wasn't cool. He didn't have good hair. He didn't have good guests. Nobody would let him play their music at his campaign rallies. I don't know if you hear, he's still playing the Beatles and somebody else, and they haven't found out yet, or they would have put a cease and desist on him. I threw some parties.
I'm sorry, what was the last thing you said, sir?
I threw some parties. That White House was kicking.
I would imagine. We never got invited to any of them, but I remember reading the reviews, and it sure looked like, you know, you guys clear out the Oval Office, lay down a sheet of Visqueen, little oil, and let her slide. So that would be...
Absolutely. It was almost like The Sopranos or some kind of a Goodfellas thing. They just lay down the Visqueen and go to town.
Hey, is there a rule on the books that says you can't run again?
Well, there's got to be some kind of a glitch where Joe runs, gets me as his running mate, and then gets Ark inside it or something. That then all of a sudden I'm the guy again. Yeah, there's ways it can be done.
That's what Bloomberg wants Hillary to run with him. Same thing, you know. She just won't give up.
Speaking of Visqueen,
let me tell you, Mike does that. He better get a royal taster.
From a pizza parlor in Queens or something.
Getting on the wrong side of Hillary's no walk in the park. Just ask Vince Foster. He knows.
If there is going to be, and I'm sure there probably will be at some time in the future, a movie made of you, sir, who would you want to play the lead?
Well, right now, probably that Michael B. Anthony. Who's the guy that just played in Creed?
Oh, Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan, the guy from Black Panther. Someone dashing and young, captures my jawline and maybe holds his shoulders back. I think Denzel's getting a little too long in the tooth. Morgan Freeman's been God so many times, they call me out and say it's your ego.
I think maybe Chance the Rapper might be a good thing.
Well, that'd be a good fit. We got a striking similarity, and, you know, people are very fond of Chance as well.
There you go. Well, we'll put a call into him and see if he wants to do that. Have you got goals, sir, left, that you things you haven't done that you want to get done?
Well, I think if I look really deep into my heart, I'd like to get a hole in one at Pebble. there's a short hole on the 7th and again on the 14th. I think I can do it. I'd like to do some big wave surfing. See the girl, Sasha Malia, get out of college without help, without Secret Service, and take a couple of vacations by myself, Clinton style. That's about it. It's I've done everything. I've checked all the boxes.
Well, they want to build your library and your presidential center here in Chicago. And what they're proposing is, now I'm not an architect, but I would call it an ugly ass building. And I was wondering how you felt about it.
Well, that's certainly an offensive way to go about it, but it's not what we envisioned. It's the budget isn't what we expected when we originally put it together. Let's just say we're a couple billion short of exactly what I wanted. I was thinking more Burj Khalifa or Taj Mahal, something there Middle Eastern, and at least 80 stories, but they nixed a lot of that.
what's the best thing that's going to be in there? Will there be anything fun? You know, like I think Gerald Ford has a bowling alley in his.
Well, we'll have a basketball court. We'll have a couple of video games, probably just to take a jab at the right-wing conspiracy theorists. We found a couple of those driving games called Fast and Furious, where Vin Diesel comes out and races cars with you, but that'll just kind of poke fun at the gun-running thing they keep claiming we did.
Yeah, I would think that would be a different game, actually.
It is. Go ahead, Carol.
I was going to say, I think as you come in the front door, there should be a free clinic. Ooh.
Well, that's a real good idea, especially in Chicago.
Yeah.
See, I already got one of those at the Clinton President Museum. But
have you been in there, Dale? Have you been in there?
In the Clinton Museum? No, I have not. I've been to Gerald Ford's. I have been to Abraham Lincoln's, and I think that's all.
Well, Bill's is a lovely place. You just have to know that going in there, it's the only presidential library with an adult book section. Every kid's tour that goes through there has to go through those swinging saloon doors with a chaperone.
And in the adult section, I've heard many of the books are not even colored in yet. So, you know, it's a good thing.
That's why Hillary has to go in there every so often with a cloth.
And do you have any questions for us normal Americans as to you're out of government, you plan on staying out of government? Who should we vote for?
Well, again, I don't have all my chips in one bucket just yet. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like what he's doing to my legacy. I don't like what he's doing to my country, but I do like money. Everybody, more money, more problems. That's what I've got. One of my favorite philosophers, the notorious B.I.G., once said that. So anybody on that Dem ticket, I think at this point, would do a fine job, except Bernie, maybe Mayor Pete. I like little Amy. I like what she brings to the table. She's a moderate. Joe, if we can keep him awake during most of the day and cordon him off for naps, he'd be a fine president.
Well, yeah, I think if you stock enough 5-hour energy in the White House, he could go for several hours at a time.
Several hours, and during the hours he's awake, he'd do a bang up job. they won't tell you that Uncle Joe likes his nappies.
Oh, who doesn't? Really? That's the only part of the day that I really look forward to is a good nap. All the great world leaders, starting with Churchill and Joe.
When Churchill had a nappy, it was something different, though.
Well, we love our British slang, don't we? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I would love to stay with you and chit chat, but speaking of naps, I usually take one during Judge Joe Brown. And
one final question for you, sir. What do you want people to remember about you on this President's Day so that in future President's Days, because the whole thing of President's Day just cheeses me off. It used to be Washington's birthday, and it was the 22nd of February. And then they said, oh, we can't give every president his own birthday off, so we'll just make it for everybody. So they moved Washington's birthday, which it's still officially called, to the third Monday in February, and it takes Washington out of being an Aries into a Pisces. And I don't think that's very fair to him. Anyhow, what do you want people to remember when they look back on President's Day's past?
Well, in a biblical sense, I think you have to remember, like Moses, I was somewhere between a bush and a fire. I did everything I could. I got the car out of the ditch for 8 years and I handed the baton off to somebody who lit it on fire and threw it in the gasoline can. I did my best to bring the country together, and the kids need to remember not about Bill Clinton. I was the first black president.
Well, that is true. That's true. And our current president's the first orange president. So if we're going to rank everybody by color,
a lot of similarity. If we're talking about colored people, he is one. He is a Cheeto color person.
Cheeto sunrise, I believe, is what they call that color if you're if you go to Sherwin-Williams.
Well, thank you, Mr. President. We really appreciate you being here. You have made this a very, very special episode. I hope that you will follow us and become a regular listener to Another Day Above Ground. And we really wish you all the best.
I will indeed. Thank you three for your time, and I look forward to seeing you at a poll either in Denver or wherever it is you claim to be from, and go ahead and vote.
We all will be voting. I live in Chicago, so I'll be going several times to vote.
Outstanding. Well, thank you again very much for your time, and watch Netflix. I got a little stock in that.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Barack Obama, the 44th president of the United States. How's that for a celebrity interview?
Yeah, special shout out to Tim Wilkins, friend of the show. You can reach him at timwilkins.com. He's actually friends with Barack. He comes to us through Tim's the one who pulled the strings to get him on the show. So that's timwilkins.com.
And if you'd like to be one of our special friends who knows somebody famous that we could interview, we'd like to talk to you, too, because we're pretty much out of people to talk to. You know, I've only got...
Buddy I've Fender, got... Barack Obama, who else is there, huh?
And Jean-Luc Croissant. You know, those are our big names. Throw Larry Winget in there, too. He'd appreciate it. You know, those are our big names. And so if you have something to say, and if you're a boomer and if you'd like to be on this show, well, just write down your request on the back of a $20 bill and send it to us. And just visit our website, anotherdayaboveground.com. We've got a comment section in there. We would love to hear from you. And we would also enjoy if you followed us on this podcast so we can build up all of our listeners and finally see if we could get a sponsor, which would be very nice because we've already got them lined up. I'm going with the one that makes Crestor. Anyhow, Tim, anything to leave these people with today?
You can check out my stuff. If you look, Google Rule of Three with Bent Washburn and Tim Slagle. If you like, if you want to hear another podcast, you might enjoy.
And it's a good. I like it. Well, you just take three different subjects that are completely unrelated.
Yep. Three topics, two comics, 10 minutes each, and no politics.
There you go. There you go. So there's another funny podcast for you, Carolyn. How about you? Anything to plug?
Everything is good. I'm just saying that if you have a Super Tuesday where you live, where I do, make sure you vote.
Yes, please do. We want everyone to vote unless you're voting against the people I am. And
I do believe the three of us cancel each other out. And that is so fantastic.
And please visit DaleIrvin.com and sign up for the Friday Funnies, and I'll make you laugh every Friday. So this show, Tim's podcast, and the Friday Funnies, you could laugh all week long. And that's a little gift from us to you. Happy Valentine's Day. That being said, remember, today is another day above ground, and we'll see you back here next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.